Give the Lord some praise. Come on, why don't we lift up Jesus? Come on and magnify him. Hallelujah. Why don't you just close your eyes and just give him praise right now? Don't worry about who's around you. Come on, let's magnify him. Come on, let's honor the Lord. Come on, hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift you up in this house on tonight. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. God, you've been good to us, Lord. We thank you for it tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. God, we praise you. God, we lift you up, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your kindness toward us, Lord. For truly you've been good to us. Oh, God, you're better to us than we are to our own self. We love you tonight, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor. You can be seated in his presence on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for saving us. I mean, thank God you saved on tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm saved in Jesus' name. And I'm glad about it. Glad for what the Lord has done for me. And he's brought me out with a mighty outstretched hand. And I thank God for his goodness and how he's always watching over us in times where we don't even know it. You know, I tell the saints in Sparta all the time that the devil is out to destroy you. And every day he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he could, he would have killed you today. Believe it or not, he had a plan for your life. Just like God has a plan, the devil has a plan for your life, and he's out to destroy you. But how many know the flip side of the scripture? The Bible said Satan comes not but for to kill. The thief comes not for to kill and destroy. But I thank God that there's another part of that. But I have come that you might have life and that you might. How many know there's another side of the story? How many know if you flip the page, you'll find out there's another side that God means good for you? What did he say in Jeremiah? I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you and expect in. How many know God's got great plans in store for us? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have no sad story to tell you. God has been too good to be misunderstood. We thank God for it tonight. I want to say I thank God for this sister's testimony. I used to go in the back and I get in my own little world, but I could not help myself. Praise the Lord. I said, man, that's service before service. That's preaching before preaching. My Lord, I was back there saying hallelujah. I wanted to come out and shout, run, jump, yell, scream. Praise the Lord. That was a testimony. Praise the Lord. I thank God for it. And, you know, that's what you call holding on to the word of God. Against all odds, against all that the devil may put before you, the Lord's word trumps all that. Is that right? And so we thank God today. I thank God for that testimony, sister. I don't know you, but the hand of the Lord is heavy upon your life. I know that there's a word in you. Praise the Lord. The Lord's going to use you in a mighty way. Praise the Lord. And use your son. God's going to most certainly do it. I seen that even back there. God knows what he's doing. Praise the Lord. I want to say I thank God for Sister Davis. Let's give her a big hand clap tonight. Praise the Lord. She is a great woman of God. Praise the Lord. She's a woman, and I know she's going to tell me, you shouldn't say stuff like that, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to say she's from the old school, but her life is one of biblical proportions. When you read her life, how many know we're books? The Bible said we're epistles known and read of all men, and people can read your life. And when I read her life, I read like I'm reading about biblical women, biblical people of God. And to have that type of life, my grandmother used to tell me, and Sister Ann and Sister Charlene could tell you that I always say this at the church. My grandmother told me when I was younger in the Lord, she said, baby, you got to have a life. And I didn't know at the time what that meant. You know, I said, well, I'm doing all I can. She said, your life has to be backed up by the word of God. You have to be able to see the word in your life. The Bible talked about it being a mirror. You can look in the perfect law of liberty. And when you look in there, you shouldn't see your face any longer. The reflection you should see is the reflection of Christ Jesus. And that's what I see in Sister Davis's life. I see the reflection of Christ, how she's walked, how she's lived, always with integrity, always holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ, always walking in faith. Praise the Lord. She's preached for us many times and always been such a blessing to the house. And I love her. I thank God for her stand for the Lord and her being the pastor of this church. And I just thank God for you all. You have always been so hospitable and so kind. I just feel the love of God when I come here. And I always tell people sometimes, you know, y'all say, well, not too many coming out. It's who God want to be here. God know what he doing. Praise the Lord. And I don't mind a few. I don't mind many. I'm still going to obey God no matter what. Praise the Lord. And so I thank God for it tonight. Thank God for this revival, the service on last night. Thank God for Brother Al, everyone here in your respectful places. I thank God for you. Of course, we thank God for Sister Ann and Sister Charlene. They spent their vacation in revival. Praise the Lord. Sister Ann said, Pastor, we going on vacation. You know, where are you going? Wentzville. Praise the Lord. That's what we used to do. I'm not down on people who take their vacation, go other places. That's up to you. But man, was a time we'd jump in the car. Well, you got a few days off. Where you going? I'm trying to find a revival. I'm trying to find a move of God. I'm trying to get where the saints are. You know, the Bible did say your inheritance is among those that are sanctified. And that's what it's all about. And we thank God for them and all of you that have come out tonight. And we do bring honor and we bring the hallelujah praises and greetings and all that from Road to Life Church, Sparta, Illinois, 402 East Mound Street, 4158. I always almost give out my cell phone number. Praise the Lord. But we thank God for it. And the church there, we love y'all here. And thank God for my wife and First Lady Regina and all the saints there from Road to Life. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles tonight, my endeavor is not to hold you only till midnight tonight. Praise the Lord. My Lord. Well, what the Lord of the Lord say? You know, I believe y'all would stay here if the Lord said stay here. That's right. Some of y'all say, oh, I don't know about that, Pastor. But, you know, we just want to obey God. We won't hold you long. Just want to be obedient to the Lord. Turn with me very quickly to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Lord, we thank you tonight. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. We're going to read from four different places tonight before we get started, if that's okay. Just setting foundation. Again, the kingdom, do you have it? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field. The which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth the field. 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Praise the Lord. Now turn with me, if you will, to the book of Galatians. Then we'll read in Thessalonians, then Deuteronomy. Galatians chapter 5. I may love the Lord tonight. He's so good to us, isn't he? He's wonderful. 5 and 22. Just this one verse here, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, let's read on down, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I mean, you can have as much as you want. Praise the Lord. I mean, though, that's what it means when it says against no law. You know, the law tells you only could go so fast. But if somebody told you there is no law to how fast you can go, you'd be going 100 miles an hour down the highway. But how many know you could have as much love, joy, peace that you can stand? How many want to be filled up with it? I want so much that it just running over, that it just touches somebody else, affects them. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in what? In what? In much affliction. Keep that in mind. With the joy of the Holy Ghost. Let me read that again. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. Deuteronomy 24. Y'all bear with me with my much reading. Deuteronomy 28, I'm sorry, chapter 28. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll start here at verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee, overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word tonight. I ask you for utterance, God, for that anointing to preach, to speak as an oracle of God. God, anoint me, Lord, to, Lord, say something that will penetrate every heart here tonight. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Use me tonight for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. I'm not up here for a show. God, we in desperate times. We're in an evil day. Trouble everywhere. God, all around us, every home. God, in the church, out of the church. Trouble, Lord. God, we see it, Lord God, from the White House on down. The church house on down. Oh, God, tonight, Lord, speak a word in this house, Lord, that will encourage, lift up, that will guide and lead us, Lord, in a closer way to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for it. I give you praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody give the Lord praise if you know he's going to do it. Praise the Lord. How many praise the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, you might as well loosen up a little bit. Y'all been too stiff for me. Look at somebody say, loosen up a little bit. Loosen up, loosen up, loosen up, loosen up. Why don't you just shake your shoulders a little bit? Loosen up. Come on. Come on. Shake your shoulders. It's all right, Brother Al. Hallelujah. We're not in a place where you have to worry about what people think about you. I'm like Mary. Whatever he said, do it. If the Lord told you to run tonight, I ain't going to tell you to stop running. I'm going to tell you to give God praise and honor. Hallelujah. We come to church to have a good time. We come to church to magnify God. We come to church to lift him up. I told somebody, y'all heard it before. I didn't stop dancing. I just changed partners. The music changed a little bit, but I still dance. I still praise the Lord. I still magnify. I believe that we ought to have a good time when we come to the house of the Lord. Man, I got a lot of good things to say about Jesus. I got a lot of good things to talk about. That's why I was rejoicing so much for this sister's testimony. I said, now that's what I'm talking about. The devil meant it for bad, but God turned it around for good. How many know God will take your trials and make stepping stones out of them? God will take what you're going through and make a testimony out of it. You'll go through something and think that I'm going down, and before you know it, you'll be coming right back up because God is on your side. Hallelujah. That's why I come to church. I don't know why everybody else come, but I come to have a good time. I come to lift up Jesus. While I was in the world, I was magnifying the devil. I'd go to the club and cut up. I'd go to the parties and cut up. But now I'm in the house of God. I might as well cut up for Jesus. I might as well praise him. I might as well give him honor. I might as well lift him up. Hallelujah. That's what I believe in. Praise the Lord. And when people tell you to shut up and sit down, you tell them to shut up. I need something for God. I ain't got time to listen to you. You know, blind Bartimaeus would have shut up. He would have never got his sight back. There was people that telling him, Brother Al, hush your mouth. They said, shh, be quiet, blind Bartimaeus. But they didn't know how bad he needed his miracle. When you come to the house of God, you got to need it that bad. You got to want God that bad. The Bible said, they said, hush your mouth. Be quiet, blind Bartimaeus. But he cried out even the more. Oh, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on me. How bad do you need God tonight? How bad do you need a miracle? How bad do you need God to move for you tonight? Praise the Lord. Man, the Bible said, open your mouth wide, and he'll feel it. Man, David told him, you open your mouth and make a joyful noise. Don't be quiet. Church ain't no, this ain't no morgue. This ain't no funeral. Man, this is a place that we got life. Praise the Lord. And you get out what you put in. Whatever man soweth, that shall he reap. And when you come to the house of God, you sowing your praise. You sowing glory to him. Magnifying him. You honoring him. But I don't feel like it. Well, feel like it then. Muster up a praise. I don't care if you don't feel like it. Make yourself praise God. Make yourself magnify God. Make yourself shout hallelujah. Make, you got to talk to yourself. Self, you're going to obey what God said. You're going to give God praise no matter what. Hallelujah. How many know you got to talk to yourself? I'm going to get to the scriptures. But the Bible said, David, in Psalms 103 said, bless the Lord. Who? Whoso? Whoso? He wasn't schizophrenic. David knew he could talk to himself. Some people say, well, he was talking to himself. Yes, he was. And you need to start talking to yourself. Don't let that flesh overrule you. Don't let it take control of you. But talk to yourself. David said, bless the Lord, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. See, that's what it's all about. It's about letting God rule. And he inhabits praise. He wants us to praise him. And I'm going to bother you for just a second, and I'm going to get to the script. I got to do it. Some of y'all know good and well. Woo, good God Almighty. You know good and well when you ain't in church and before you get saved. And even now, when you was at school, hey, the party don't start till I get here.
You know you was acting up. You know when you came in, you was loud mouth. All, look here, I'm here, y'all. Get to the basketball game, the football game. I'm here. You want everybody to know you screaming all across the room. But when you get to the church, you get the hush mouth. You act like you can't say nothing no more. No, you got to let that devil stop taking that shameness. You got to let him stop putting that shameness on you. And tell the Lord, I rebuke this old shame spirit. I rebuke this old fearful spirit. Now I'm going to open my mouth. I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to give him what's due him. Hallelujah. That's what church is all about. Praise the Lord. Y'all can be seated on tonight. Listen, the message tonight is the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. God don't want you grumpy. God don't want you always walking around with a big old frown on your face. What kind of salvation is that for me to present to the world? And I'm all drugged down, upset, frustrated. Go to the center, tell me, I'm saved, you know. Don't you know I'm saved? God don't want you walking around presenting him like that. Because you're going through a few things. No, God wants you to maintain your joy no matter what you're going through. God wants you to show the world that no matter my situation and my circumstance, I still have the joy of the Lord. Why? Because joy is what's going to bring me out of my situation. Joy is going to keep me with a praise, with an attitude that I can lift up the Lord in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my hardships, in the midst of what I'm going through. See, the Bible lets us know in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, all of these curses shall come up on you because you would not serve the Lord with a joyfulness and with a glad heart. I read that, Sister Davis, and I said, you mean I'm going to be cursed if I don't serve you with a glad heart? He said, yes, that's a commandment. It is not something that's optional. And I can say, well, I can have it or maybe not. No, he said, I command you to have joy on this day. I command you. Why? Because when you got joy, Brother Al, you're giving God something that he deserves. He deserves praise and honor. Listen to this. When you as a parent will work your fingers to the bone just to get your child a nice birthday gift or a Christmas gift or just a gift just to be given it. And you bring that thing home and you present it to Shaniqua. You present the gift. And she look at you and go, you know how. I can't hardly do it. But you know how they do, smacking and rolling the eyes and the neck. And act like, this ain't what I asked for. You done worked hard now. I mean real hard. And she ain't appreciative for what you gave her. Because it ain't up to par as she would think. What do you think God feels like when we come to the house of God after he done put breath in your body this morning? After he done gave you the ability to walk and talk and raise your hand and you come to church, act like God ain't never did nothing. You got your hands planted to your side. Act like God ain't, oh, I might be going through, but I'm going to have joy in my heart. I'm going to praise the Lord regardless of what the devil may be doing. Joy is commanded. Listen, in the book of Nehemiah, he told him this day is a holy day unto the Lord God. It's not a day to mourn nor weep. He said, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. But then Nehemiah commanded them, he said unto them, then say he unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them that have nothing prepared for them. For this is a holy day unto the Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Look at somebody say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say it again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, joy is not just something we have on the inside, but it shows itself on the outside. Again in Nehemiah 12 and 43, he said the joy of the people of God was heard afar off. Listen, when you got real joy, you know how people, some people say, I got it, but I ain't got to express it. I ain't got to open my mouth. I can just sit here. You can't tell me I got joy. I don't have joy. No, you're sitting there like a bump on the log. You act like God ain't doing that. I can't tell you got it. You telling me you happy, but you can't express it. When you really got it, it's going to show itself off. If the baby is in there, pretty soon you're going to know the baby's in there. That mama could only conceal it so long, but it starts to show. She could try to keep on wearing the little tight clothes, but pretty soon they're going to get too tight. She's going to have to get some of them big, you know, them big clothes. Pretty soon, she's going to have to get some of them clothes that stretch a little bit. Why? Because her stomach's starting to show that there's something on the inside. And when you're full of joy, you can only conceal it so long. You're going to come into church one day saying, I've been sitting down too long. I got to testify. I got to tell y'all how good God is to me. The joy of the Lord. Listen. The joy of the Lord. It comes when you are in a relationship with God. You can't just make joy come. You got to have a relationship with Him. When you have a relationship with God, it's automatic. And you might be saying, well, Pastor David, I don't have the joy I need. Well, just be like David. In Psalms 53, he said, Lord, you can restore it. He said, restore the joy back to me. The joy of my salvation. I want my joy back. And you know what? It used to be a time when the saints came to church back when I got saved. And I'm sure back when Sister Davis got saved. Back in the day, you know how we say back in the day. When they came to church, it was joy. You couldn't help yourself. You wanted to be church first. Now I see people come to church all grumpy, all mad, all sad, all upset, and just got saved a day ago. I said, well, how you get saved yesterday and you already sad and depressed and upset and mad and frustrated? That ain't the type of salvation I got. When I got saved, I didn't have a job. I didn't have no money. But one thing I had was joy, and it was enough to overcome all those obstacles that I was going through. I didn't have everything I wanted, but I had joy. I didn't have all the money, but I had joy. I didn't have all the clothes, but I had joy. When I moved back to Arkansas, you know what I had? My father's suit. And they was outdated. I was wearing old man suits. And a young man wearing old suits. Oh, yes, I was. But I come to the church full of joy. Happy about it. I wasn't worried about what nobody thought about what I wore. I didn't care about that. It was all about what God had done for me on the inside. He gave me something precious. We read that in the book of Matthew, how when they find that pearl of great price, they will sell out for it. For that pearl, they wanted to sell out everything because they found something with joy. They sold out everything for it. When you got joy, the Bible said Jesus, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross. See, that was joy set before Him. He endured the shame. I'm here to tell you tonight, when you got joy, you can endure some things. You can go through some things. Oh yeah, money might be funny, but I can have joy. Money might be funny. Honey might be funny, but I can still have joy. I can go through no matter what comes my way. See, we're trying to find joy in people. If I had a man, I can have some joy. I'm going to tell you, when he acts up, it only goes so far, you know. Yeah, you got joy while he's buying you stuff, taking you out while the flowers are coming on a regular basis. But what happens when the flowers stop? What happened when all of a sudden the trips out stop coming so frequently? What happens then? See, then now you're trying to find your joy in a person. See, we try to find our joy in our children. We try to find our joy in our wives and in people. I'm here to tell you, they can't give you what I can give you. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you in the midnight hour. Can't nobody wipe your tears at midnight when your pillow is wet with tears. Can't nobody comfort you and speak into your ear, everything gonna be all right. Only Jesus can do that. Only Jesus can wake you up in the morning and tell you it's all right. Another day has come. Anybody ever cried through the night? Anybody ever wept and they couldn't weep no more? Anybody ever cried, Lord, when you gonna change? But my Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look at somebody, say, my joy is coming. My joy is coming. My joy is coming. I receive my joy. I receive what God has prepared for me. The joy of the Lord is a part of what God has dealt to you. It's a spiritual attribute. Galatians said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. I'm going to stop right there. It's joy in there. Romans 14 said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. God wants you to have it. He don't want you to walk around saying like, well, what kind of people saying, what kind of God are they serving? No, he wants you to show off for him. Oh, yes, he does. He wants you to be in the grocery store showing out, walking around with your head up. I got a smile on my face. He wants somebody to ask you, what is that you got? I want some of that. He wants people to ask you, what is it about you? He wants you to be able to express the tale of the goodness of God. I tell you what, look at somebody say, I ain't letting the devil steal my joy. I'm not letting the devil steal my joy. He done took it long enough. He uses people to take our joy. He uses things to take our joy. But I thank God that the joy I have is not contingent upon you. It's not contingent upon people or things. It's beyond that. Old saints must have understood something, brother. They had to. Somebody came up with a song, this joy that I have. The world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. See, the type of Christians that's being raised now, the world's snatching their joy. Woo, good God Almighty. Get a wrong president in there. I just don't have no joy no more. I just don't. That president is just acting up. Got the churches walking around there. I can't believe we got that president in office. Who is he? I got a president named Jesus. The government is upon his shoulders. It don't matter what they do in the White House. What matters is what they do in the church house. Who cares about what they're doing in the White House? If we do what we're supposed to do, we can change things. We can change the nation. She got on my shirt. Her show says, joy wins. That's right. Joy wins, brother. We get so enamored and caught up in the things that's going on around us. But the world can't take your joy away. The world can't take your joy. Listen to this. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, he'll give you beauty for ashes, joy for heaviness, and a garment of praise, or joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for heaviness. How many know the Lord wants to give you beauty? Then he want to turn around and give you some joy. Then he want to put some clothes on you. He want to give you the garments of praise. You can't praise God without joy. Ain't no way. You can't praise God without it. You got to have joy. That's what makes you praise God. And the Bible said, with joy shall we draw salvation. Man, joy is a bucket. Man, it's going to draw some stuff up for you. When you got joy, you can draw up something from you. You can reach way down. Joy will reach way down. Pull some stuff out of you didn't think you had in you. Joy will help you keep going when you thought you was going to give up. Oh, yes, it will. Anybody ever walked in the house when it was in disarray? Trouble all in your household, but you walked in there skipping. Husband said, what's wrong with you? Wife said, what's going on? Children thought you was crazy, but they didn't understand what down on the inside of me. All this stuff around me don't bother me. It don't bother me. I got something on the inside that tells me to keep going on. Joy of the Lord. The state of the church today, we got more knowledge, but less joy. Got more preachers,
less joy. We got more money, but less joy. Bigger churches, mega churches, but less joy. We have sacrificed our joy for things, houses. You know, we thought if I could get a bigger house, I'd be real happy then. Ooh, if I could get a better job, I'd really praise the Lord. Man, if I could get some more money in my bank account, ooh, I'll praise him. I know I'll praise him. Man, if I could just get this car traded in, I want that car right there. Ooh, I'll have a good time in the Lord. We have sacrificed joy for things. But all you got to do is look at Prince and Michael Jackson and all the people that had all these things. How much joy did they have? All you got to do is look at people that have all this stuff. And they're taking pills and all types of drugs trying to get happiness. But I thank God I got a pill for them. I got something that they don't have. I got something I could take, Sister Ann. I don't need to go and get cars. I don't need to go get, you say, what kind of pill you taking, Brother David? I'm taking the gospel. That's what I'm taking. I'm not taking the pill that the doctor gave me, but I got the gospel. I take it every morning. Anybody ever take the gospel? I take it every morning. I take the gospel every morning when I walk out the house. Full of appeal. It's the appeal of the word of God. When God puts that word in you, you walk around with a smile on your face. You walk around happy. Why? Because God is talking to you. God has given you something to rejuvenate you, to help you the times of your hardest trouble. It's a part of this great salvation that God has given us. The Spirit of the Lord, he didn't come to give you anything but life. Enjoy his life. It's joy unspeakable. In other words, it's beyond this world. It's joy that we can't even compare to anything else in this world. You can't compare this joy to anything. You can't try to say, well, this thing, this person can bring me that type of joy. It's the only thing that can bring you the joy that God is talking about tonight is the word of God. The Bible said the angel spoke, behold, I give unto you glad tidings. Good news. He said, joy, peace shall be upon all the earth. He said, I'm bringing joy to every man. When you was in bound in sin, all of us, remember how you was out there in a mess and you couldn't find peace. You tried your best to find it in every way possible, but it took the Holy Ghost. It took the salvation of the Lord coming to your heart to give you that peace, that joy in your heart that you so desperately wanted and yearned for. And some way along this route, some way along this walk, the devil has battled our minds so bad with trials and tests and afflictions that we've gotten beaten down. We've gotten in a corner somewhere and we're sitting around saying, Lord, what about me? When am I going to come out? We're sitting around saying, Lord, I can't make it no longer. Lord, I need your help. I done had enough. God, when are you going to stop this from happening? But I hear the Lord saying, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and high thing which exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I hear the Lord saying, get your weapon out. What weapon? He said, your weapon of joy. See, the Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Get your weapon out. Your joy will praise God in the midst of what you're going through. I gotta praise. No matter what I'm going through, I gotta praise. No matter what the circumstance and the situation is, I got to praise God. You know why? I hear the Lord saying, your light afflictions, which are but for a moment, this too shall pass. Yeah, the storm is raging right now, Sister Davis, but I hear the Lord saying, it's about to pass over. It's about to pass over. You might as well shout now. It's about to pass over. You might as well give him praise right now. Your storm is about to pass over. The devil tried to make you feel like it's going to last forever. The devil is a lie. God going to give you double for your trouble. God going to bless
bless you in the midst of what you're going through. Hallelujah. He's a liar. The devil is a liar. He the one got the church all in despair. He the one got the church all worried, full of anxiety, don't know what to do. Got wringing their hands, walking around talking about what we going to do. I tell you what we going to do. We going to praise the Lord. That's what we going to do. What did the Bible say in 2 Chronicles? The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. You don't need to fight. It's not yours. Turn it over to Jesus. Let him take care of it. Let him take care of your problem. Let him take care of your situation. He still answers prayer. Sister Gwen, he still answers. Oh, yes, he does. God still answers prayer. And he wants you to be happy. The Bible says he comes into them that are of a glad heart. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to church. Let us go to church tonight. Let us go to revival tonight. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to church. Anybody glad to be here tonight? Anybody glad that God told you to come to the house of God? Well, he'll come in where there's gladness. He'll come in where there's joy. You got to make yourself. You got to make yourself do it. You got to tell yourself, self, look here. That pity party is enough. Look at somebody say, I ain't got a pity party. I don't want a pity party. I don't need you come to me. Come on, oh. Woe is you. I know you're going through. And I don't know how you're going to make it out of this. I went through the same thing and I'm still in it. I don't need you come to me want to keep me in this. Ain't that what Job's confidence done? Job's confidence didn't have nothing to say good to him. But I thank God that Job kept his integrity. He said, naked I came out into this world and naked shall I return. But blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. You got to bless his name no matter what you're going through. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All of my appointed days, I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait till my change come. I'm going to wait till victory come. I'm going to praise him till it happened. I'm going to worship till it happened. I'm going to magnify till it happened. I'm going to lift my hands up till it happened. All of my appointed days, I'm waiting on my change. I'm waiting on God to come through for me. And I'm going to praise him while I'm waiting. Nobody gets nothing around here. Given, you know, them old sad testimonies. I'm almost done. You ever seen somebody come to church? Testimony service is now open to everyone who want to give God praise. Come on and testify. You always got that one. Ready to stand up to just knock the service all the way back down. It's always one. And, you know, we don't try to help that one. And we're trying to be, you know, the good Samaritan to be there for him. But that one that come in, oh, I thank God for being here and bless the devil's name. And I thank God that I've been going through all these trials and hardships. And I thank God, though, It's been a long road, and I'm still in it, and I don't know if I'm going to make it out. I don't know how I'm going to make it out, but I'm here now, you know, and I'm glad to be here, but it's getting harder and harder every day, and I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but I think shut up, please. You done made me frustrated, upset, mad, and down. I'm upset now. I don't know what kind of God we serve you. You can't give God a better testimony than that. No, you need to stand up. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. Let's praise the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Ain't that the type of testimony you want to hear? I said, well, you got to let them get it off their chest. No, no.
No. Keep that. You can keep that. We'll pray in private with you. But we don't need you getting up and bringing everybody down. Don't you know the devil sent people in for that reason? To cause a spirit of heaviness to hit the house? Before you know it, you walk out the church sad, don't even know why. I don't know why I feel like this. If something happened to the Davis preach real hard today, what? I feel a spirit of heaviness done hit me. Where was that sister or brother that decided to stay? And you know how it goes. Always want to whine and cry. Lord, help me tonight. Don't let me mess up. You know, I mean, tears are good, but man, about everything, you're just crying. Just crying. I mean, we look at that, oh, they're so broken. No, they're sad and frustrated and upset, and they want you to cry. And you don't even feel like crying. You don't even feel like crying. And all of a sudden, now you teary-eyed and like you didn't watch the sad movie, you know, and you're like, oh, whoa, is them. What? Lord, help them. You know, that's what they make you feel like. Well, Nehemiah told him, stop crying. He said, this ain't a day to weep. He said, this ain't a day to mourn. This is a holy day unto the Lord. This is the day to praise God. This ain't a day to weep and mourn. He said, the joy. He said, how you going to come out? The joy is your strength. That's what the Lord told me tonight. He said, this is a day to praise me. He said, oh, it's bad. I don't care how bad it might look. This is still a day to praise him. This is a day to magnify God. Why? I'm saved and I know I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and I know I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got God on my side. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got a right and a reason to lift my hands and praise God. This stuff that I'm going through is getting ready to be over after a while anyway. Don't you know God been watching you? God been watching you all this time. The devil said, have you my servant Celeste? Have you considered my servant Al, Anna, Gwen? There's none like them in all the earth. Have you considered them? Yeah. Problem. I can't get to them. Oh yeah, I've been walking around. You know me. Up and down throughout the earth. Back and forth. Looking to whom I made a vow. I'm looking. But I can't get to them. You got a hedge about. And all this time we thought you were so great. You thought it was you. You were so bad. God didn't have a hedge. That's the only thing that kept the devil at bay. There's been a hedge around. He said, I can't get to him because you got a hedge about it. He said, but I'll tell you what, if you lift his head, he'll curse you to your face. I bet you that much. God said, look, you don't know who he is. He said, you don't know who he is. See, I know him. I know what I put in him. The Bible said Job received a message from his servants. Went down. Houses was destroyed. The time the storm came. Then it came down to even the fire came down from heaven. While his children was yet in the house. Destroyed all of them. Came down. Job had lost everything. Job came back. The Lord said, I know he got something in him. Job said, I'm still going to bless the Lord, devil. Why? He wasn't out of the trial, Sister Gwen. He was right in the middle of it. Let me go back before I finish this up. I read this again because I kind of read over it a little fast. Over here. In the book of, not Galatians, but Thessalonians. Thank you, Jesus. God gives us his word and those that went on before us as examples. Thessalonians 1 and 6. First Thessalonians. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in what? You received the word not when you got out. See, that's what we want. That's what we want. We want to be out of the affliction. You know, we say, well, I don't mind the affliction. I don't mind going through for you, Jesus, until we be in it. Oh, hurry up, Lord. Hurry up, Jesus. I can't take this much longer. You've been in it for 1 hour. It's only been an hour since this happened. Hurry up, Lord. See, they said we received the word in much affliction. None of us resisted under blood. And none of us had a gun pointed at our head telling us you got to denounce the name of Christ. None of us. We just had our electric turned off. That's it. You know, we just had some church members talk bad about us. Oh, I can't take it no more. I can't take it. I can't believe it. She didn't even shake my hand. She could have at least gave me eye contact. Man, you'd be amazed why people go crazy in church. Why they get upset and frustrated. But the Bible said they received the word in much affliction. But listen to this. In much affliction and with joy of the Holy Ghost. They received it, but with joy. In other words, I sent them a word with joy of the Holy Ghost. In your afflictions. Oh, God, help us all. In your time of trouble. Man, we got to have it like Paul and Silas had it. See, the problem is we talk about what Paul and Silas had, but what about when we go to jail? What about when we in prison? What about when we going through it? The Bible said Paul looked at Silas and Silas looked at Paul and said, let's sing some songs. Let's give God praise. We ain't out of jail yet, but we going to praise God while we're yet in jail. While I'm yet in the situation, I'm going to praise God right now. They didn't wait till the battle was over. Do what? Hallelujah. That sounds like something from the old days. You can't wait for the battle to be over. You got to do what? You got to shout while you're in the trial, while you're in the circumstance. You got to, God don't get good praise when you're just on the mountaintop. Oh, man, anybody could praise him at income tax time. I don't know if y'all know anything about earned income credit. Y'all know that's when pockets get fat. Man, they, people can't wait. November, boy, they, whoo, Jesus. Ooh, it ain't even time yet. They are, I buy that TV, Lord. I got to get that new couch, Jesus. Got to get these Jordans for the kids, Lord. You know, around close to income tax time, everybody got a praise. I got a praise and I got to get it out. I got a praise. Everybody got a praise. Money got a way of doing that to you. But what about when June, May and June come around and all the income tax has been spent and them pockets done got a little thin, barely been able to pay the bills. Now you walking into church. Oh, Lord, I need help, Jesus. I need a financial breakthrough. Pray for me that I get a financial breakthrough. Now you up in the prayer line. Oil, please. I need a financial breakthrough. Please, somebody help me. No, you should have had your joy then and you got to have your joy now. Whether you're in on the mountaintop or in the valley, you still got to have joy. You don't lose your joy. I ain't gonna let this world take my joy away. And you know, Paul and Silas, they was in jail. You know, that's where they get that the jailhouse rock from. They was in jail, and all of a sudden the jail started to shake while they was in jail. And they praised God, and the prison doors came open while they was praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't there something? God will open your prison doors when you praise God. And the Bible said before that, I missed this part, but it was about midnight. The Bible said it was at a midnight hour. That's the darkest time of your life. God wants you to praise him when it gets the darkest. I don't want you to just wait till it gets light, but in the dark season, in the dark chapters of your life, you got to be able to praise God right then. You got to magnify him then. You got to keep and maintain your joy then. They sang praises, Sister Gwen, and magnify the Lord. And I'm sure all them other prisoners was looking at them like, well, these people is insane. That's how people look at you. When you go through and you still got to praise, people look at you like, nah, I know that's fake. That's fake. She's faking. You know how people do when you come to church and they know your business because everybody in church know your business. I'm sorry. It ain't. It's just at my church. But it ain't here. Is it here too? Oh, okay, I thought it might be. They know your business. They know when you're going through because somebody done told them. You know, people can't keep no secret. You know, told him, I just want you to pray for me. Okay. Brother Al, she says she want us to pray. No, she asked you. Why you soliciting somebody else's help? She asked you to pray. No, you just wanted to tell her business. That's all. But see, everybody know your business. So when you come to church and you upset, I know. But man, when you come to church and you got to praise and your testimony don't match what you're going through, they looking at you like, wait, what is going on here? This is confusing. They ain't the only ones. He looking around and saying, now I know I afflicted her. I know I afflicted him. But he don't understand this is real warfare. And I'm a real soldier. I ain't a reservist. I'm full time. I'm active duty. I'm ready to go. When you real soldier, you come with your bootstraps strapped up. You come with your helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. You come with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your loins girded about with truth. You come with the sword of the spirit. You are a real soldier. You come prepared for warfare. Real soldiers come ready to fight. They know this is warfare. They know. This ain't no game. Man, the devil playing for keeps. He's trying to get us in a sinful way. Trying to get us to denounce the Lord, to get out there and act a fool, to do everything he wants us to do. So you got to be a real soldier. You got to resist him. The Bible said resist the devil and he'll flee from you. The devil tell you, keep your mouth shut, don't testify. That's when you need to testify. You say, well, you come to church, you've been humming a song all before you came. I'm getting close. You've been humming a song all the way to church. You know how you hum your favorite song. I don't know what your favorite song is. But you know you're humming your favorite song. And you come to church, and you want to sing it so bad. You want to sing. But the devil just had you sitting there. When the devil tell you, sit there, don't say nothing. Let me tell you how he talks so you'll be able to distinguish his voice.
Well, there's no music here, so you might not want to sing that because you might be off key. You might not be in the right key. And you might be the only one know the song, so you might not want to sing that because you'll be singing it by yourself. You might.
That's why you need to stand up. That's him trying to steal the joy from you. See, that's how he talked to you. Y'all know y'all heard that voice. Y'all heard it. That's when you need to come to church and be the first one stand up. Before Sister Brittany could grab the microphone, you say, I got a song I want to sing. Before you even sing a song, I got one. I know it was the devil trying to shut me up. I know the devil don't want me to, but I got a song. I got to give God praise. I'll be the first one stand up. First one to magnify God. Like Brother Al says, some service need to just turn into testimony service. Why just praise service? And you just have a service where everybody is praising the Lord. Man, the Bible said there was a time where the glory of the Lord came in the house of God. Time of Solomon's day. That the Bible said the priests couldn't come in there and do their normal service because the glory was. Because the people began to magnify and worship God. The glory of God. Amen. I don't mind that myself because I'm just going to come out here and give God glory with the people of God. I ain't got to give, so I got to give him a word. I got to give a word. You can't give nothing no more than what God will do anyway.
So if God wants people to praise him, magnify him, that's what it's all about. Magnifying the Lord, giving God glory, giving God honor. And I know I said I'm going to close, but I got to say this one last thing. Do you know it's contagious when you praising God and the joy of the Lord that you have, it gets on other people. Ever been around just happy countenance? They walk in the room with a smile. He said, "Ooh, I'm glad they're here. I'm glad they're here." I know I'm on Facebook tonight, but Sister Charlene got, but I gotta say this. Hi, Facebook. If anybody from my job is listening, I'm sorry. But I go to work sometimes, and there's some people at work I just don't want to see them. Because when they come in, I can feel the heaviness. They come in all grouchy. And I got this one lady come into my job. I'll be sitting there at my desk, you know, ready to have a good work day. And she come in, and the first thing she does, she'll have her little lunch box. She'll sit it on her desk, and she'll go. And I'm like, "Oh Lord, what is the problem here? It's already bad. I already know. I already know." And then after that, she'll walk around going. I said, "Do you have a headache? Is that?" I said, "There's medicine, there's things you can do, you know, can I help you? Hey, what do you need?" Because I already know that spirit done just brought the whole atmosphere down. But then there's people that walk into work with a smile, happy. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm so glad to see this individual." Well, you know what? It's the same way in the house of God. It's contagious. It'll get a hold to other people. The joy of the Lord will get a hold to people. And people may be going through, but you never know. That joy you have can pick them up. It can carry them to the next day and help them to see that God's got greater plans for you. The joy of the Lord. Give the Lord praise on tonight. Don't let anybody steal your joy. God wants you to be happy. The Bible said, "These things have I spoken unto you that your joy might be full." He wants you to have fullness of joy. Your heart just overflowing with joy. God wants that for you tonight. Anybody need prayer tonight? I'll touch and agree with you. I'm done. I pray that I said something to encourage your heart tonight. Anybody at all need me to touch and agree with you? I would like to pray for one person in particular, but I'm going to give you a chance to come. Anyone. I believe God's a healer tonight. I said, I believe God's a miracle worker. If you have any need in your body, God can heal any ailment. I don't care what the circumstances are. There might be a physical ailment. Might be something you're going through internally. Maybe going through mentally. Maybe a home problem. Whatever the situation is, I believe if you'll touch and agree tonight, God will do it for you. Anyone? Anyone? Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for this sister real quick. Brother Al, could you hold this for me?